That's the gift at work. It's exciting to see. And so we are this cruciform community. Another word is believers. We want to talk about believers. And what we mean by believers is, of course, faith. Really, that's the foundation and the center of it all, isn't it? Look what James says. But some will say, you have faith and I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that. Even the demons have got an intellectual understanding. Even the demons have got this calculated sense that, yeah, there is a God. And they shudder. They really know it. You foolish person. Do you want evidence that faith or deeds is useless? What he's saying is that belief that is faith changes our life. We live differently, depending on God, living out the grace and the love and the kindness and the forgiveness and the mercy and the self-sacrificing lifestyle that Jesus placed before us. Well, how can we do it? Because we have faith. Because the Spirit enables us to trust in God, to carry out and to take care of us, even as we lay ourselves out for the sake of other people. And the other thing that's important about this idea about believers and faith is not just that it changes our life, it's what we do, not just what we think, is that we need to have our faith in the God of the Scriptures. I think all of us sort of create a God of our imagination. We can't help it. I mean, it's just natural. It's just the way it is. And lots of times it has to do with what our dad was like. And you know, we think if God had a great dad, then God's a great God. And if we had a bad dad, then he'd be scared of that God and all that sort of stuff. Here's what's critical. The Scriptures reveal for us the God that is worthy of our trust and our love and our adoration. Jesus is God. And the God of the Scriptures is the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons in one, bound together in this mystery that all of us kind of shake our heads and scratch our heads trying to figure it out. But all together, this is the God of the Scripture. And so part of the idea of as a church is that we need to replace the ideas of our self-made ideas of who God is with the God of the Scriptures. And we together labor and figure out who this God is so that we can live out lives of trust and belief in the God who is truly real.